here's a story from The World.
10 years ago, this was the big news from Haiti.
The 7.0 quake hit this afternoon about 10 miles west of Haiti's capital city.
According to the 2010 earthquake leveled parts of Haiti and killed hundreds of thousands of people. 9 months later, Haitians were hit with another catastrophe.
People continually come every hour. They are hunched over, vomiting. They have diarrhea.
They had cholera. This waterborne bacterial infection had never before been found in Haiti. Human rights attorney Beatrice Lindstrom was in Port-au-Prince in 2010, helping earthquake survivors. You'd already seen a lot of suffering following the earthquake, Beatrice. So what was it like when people started getting sick in October 2010?
Well, cholera hit at a time when Haiti was already in a state of immense crisis. There was a million people who were still displaced by the earthquake that had happened 9 months earlier. People were surviving in the median of highways, in our office's driveway. So the idea that a waterborne illness would strike on top of this was almost too difficult to contemplate.
You're a lawyer, not a doctor, but just remind us briefly what cholera does and how it can ravage entire communities.
Yeah, so cholera is a disease that it kills people through dehydration. It's a bacteria that causes profuse vomiting and diarrhea. The tragedy of cholera is that it is actually very easily treatable with clean water and access to good sanitation and medical care. But in Haiti, where access to these basic resources are very scarce, cholera became incredibly deadly and has, over the course of the last 10 years, killed at least 10,000 people.
So you were in Haiti when the likely source of the infection was discovered. It turned out to be human waste, and it came from an unexpected and, frankly, surprising source, right?
That's right. It was only about a week into the outbreak that evidence began emerging that cholera had actually come from a UN peacekeeping base where peacekeepers had arrived from Nepal, where cholera is endemic. And waste from the base's toilets was allowed to leak directly into a stream that runs into Haiti's largest river system, causing the contamination of the entire Artibonite River.
So obviously big questions about the UN peacekeeping mission and its responsibility for infecting an entire nation remain. You've been working on behalf of Haitians now for 10 years, Beatrice, filing a lawsuit against the UN. What justice have you and others been able to win for Haitian victims?
It's been a very long and unfortunate struggle. I think when the outbreak first started, we as human rights lawyers were the first to expect that the UN, given how clear the evidence was, would investigate the source and respond to this very deadly outbreak. But instead, the UN responded by denying responsibility, by refusing to engage with the evidence that was clearly available in the public eye. And it took a full 6 years of lawsuits, of organizing, victims mobilizing in Haiti, people standing up and calling the UN out for this internationally, for the UN to finally admit that it had a role in the outbreak. So in 2016, the outgoing Secretary General did issue a public apology and also launched a $400 million plan that was in large part meant to provide assistance to victims. But in the last 4 years since then, the UN has raised only 5% of the $400 million that was initially promised. And the outcome of this is that the families who lost loved ones to cholera, who continue to suffer both living in poverty and struggling with the ongoing impacts of cholera, really have not received any meaningful assistance from the United Nations.
So, understandably, this case has brought into question the UN's reputation as a champion of human rights. How much do Haitians trust the UN these days?
The UN's failure to be accountable for cholera in Haiti has deeply damaged the relationship between the UN and Haitians. I think there's been a great loss of trust. I'm afraid that the way that the UN has handled this so far has amounted to an inadequate act of charity. And I think as long as the UN treats the response to Haiti as something that's optional, that will be fulfilled if the resources are there, if the political will is there, I think we've seen from the last 4 years that that isn't going to happen and that we require more principled, more courageous leadership coming from the Secretary General and from governments.
Beatrice Lindstrom is a lecturer on law at Harvard's Law School's International Human Rights Clinic. We've been speaking with her about the UN's legal obligations to survivors of Haiti's cholera epidemic, which began with sewage from a UN peacekeeping mission. Beatrice, thank you very much.
Thank you.
from PRX.